Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're continuing with the idea of utilizing your intuition. And we're looking at a word coined by Gurudeva, innerversity. So our lexicon says innerversity, learning from within. A word coined by Savaya Subramanya Swami, which indicates turning inward through yoga, concentration, and meditation to the vast superconscious state of mind whence knowledge can be unfolded. And I have some statements from Merging with Shiva, verse 53. There also comes the ability to work out quickly in meditation experiences of the external mind or worldly happenings through finding their innerversity aspects rather than being drawn out into the swirl of them. In doing so, the cause and effect, karmic experiential patterns of the aspirant's life that tend to lower his consciousness into congested areas of the mind will clear up as, more and more, the actinic flow of superconsciousness is maintained as the bursts of clear white light become frequent. This is a very important process. In other words, quite often someone who's involved in meditation for the first few years of meditation is a separate practice. In fact, I was talking to a devotee on email recently about meditation. He was explaining this idea to me, almost just as it's explained here. Is saying, you know, when I started your meditation practices, I wondered why you didn't meditate for longer hours. That was my concept of meditation. Meditation shouldn't just be for half an hour or an hour. It should be for a long period of time. Then he said, but now I realize that I have to take my meditation into my activities, that that's also part of the practice. So it's like a coin with two sides. A meditation practice doesn't stand by itself. The state of consciousness we achieve in meditation needs to influence how we handle the experiences that come to us in our daily activities. And this is suggesting, in doing so, the cause and effect, karmic experiential patterns of the aspirant's life that tend to lower his consciousness into congested areas of the mind will clear up as more and more the actinic flow of superconsciousness is maintained. So that's the other half of the practice. We need to maintain the actinic flow of superconsciousness more and more. Merging with Shiva, verse 94. See what it has to offer. Each experience is a classroom. When the subconscious mind has been fully reconciled to everything that has happened, when you have fully realized that everything you have gone through is nothing more and nothing less than an experience, and that each experience is really a classroom, you'll receive from yourself your innerversity personal evaluation report, and it will be covered with the highest grades denoting excellent cognition. So E for excellent cognition. Each of these higher grades is important, for when you put them together, they will unfold a consciousness of understanding, making you eligible for your graduation certificate of visually seeing the clear white light within your head while sitting in a darkened room. Yet, if you have failed a class or several classes, not only will the mark show, but it will also take you longer to graduate. Well, that's a very interesting point there. If you have failed a class, how can you fail a class? In the experiences of life, well, you fail to understand it. You fail to accept it. Fail to draw the knowledge that you need to draw from it out of it. So that's the failure. It's not that the experience was wrong. It's that you haven't fully accepted it and understood it. So that causes what Gurudeva is calling his failure. He explains specifically, if you haven't taken from each experience its sum of understanding, subconsciously you remain in the classroom reacting to the lesson you are learning, even though the experience may have occurred 15 or 20 years ago. Well, that's pointing out the sum of understanding. Everything we need to learn from that experience, the sum of understanding. How do we know if we haven't taken the sum of understanding from an experience? Very good question. We think about it regularly, even though it happened a long time ago. That's how we know there's something in it that we haven't fully understood. Otherwise, we wouldn't think about it more than anything else from that time in our past. But if something stands out and we think about it regularly, then there's something in it we need to understand. Merging with Shiva, lesson 203. The greatest thing that a devotee must learn is that all knowing is within oneself. Therefore, go to your university, your great sub-superconscious school, and bring forth knowledge. In order to do this, be confident within yourself. In order to be confident within yourself, have no fear. In order to have no fear, say to yourself, I am all right right now. This will quickly bring you into the consciousness of the eternity of the moment. You will feel actinic force permeating, or more life permeating your body, which is your subconscious, and your sub-superconscious state of mind will be active. That is, go ahead in full confidence that you are the knower of all that is known. In order to have this attitude, all knowing is within oneself, we need some humility in order for it to work right. We can't think that our intellect is what has all the knowing. We have to realize it is the superconscious that everyone has. So our ability to know and what we can know is the same as everybody else's. We're not better at it per se. It's our inner sub-superconsciousness that's going to give us this knowing, which is equal to the knowing that anyone else can have as well. Okay, merging with Shiva, lesson 222. Neither overrate nor underrate the intellect, for it fills several important functions in life, the great experience. But remember, the intellect is not the totality of man. It is only, figuratively speaking, the fifth aspect. The intellect is not the full mind. It is only one part, about one-tenth of the mind. The subconscious and the superconscious make up the other nine-tenths. Opinionated knowledge is a faculty of memory. We study, we listen, we hear, and we quote the opinions of others. Opinionated knowledge is stored up in the memory gridwork of the subconscious mind. This provides security or a platform for the intellect, making it strong, developing an ego. Therefore, intellect is our ego. The ego separates people from people, nations from nations, and the soul from realization of the self. Quote, your real education is the university, unquote. Perhaps you have been thinking that this statement is anti-intellectual, against education. Let's examine the real meaning, function, and purpose of education. Education is not worn, it does not stick to you. It is not your collection of someone else's opinions. Through education, you stimulate your intellect. Education is that which you bring out from within yourself as a result of your personal interest in the fulfillment of your birth karmas or prarabdha karmas. Education means exposure to new ideas and old opinions, giving you the tools to explore your own opinions freely. Make decisions, research and review them, and advance your understanding of God, soul, and world. This is education. It is not static. It is as fluid as a river, or it should be. You have the choice, the ability to remold your intellect any way you want. The great truths of life are a part of your being. They are within you. They unfold to you slowly as you evolve your comprehension of them, yet they are always there within you, waiting to be realized. And Gurudeva summarizes all that in one sentence here. The only real permanent education is your unfoldment into the building of the intuitive mind through the control of the intellect. Since the intellect is made fundamentally of thoughts which are ever creating, preserving, and destroying themselves, the control of thoughts builds the seventh aspect of man, the intuitive mind or actinodic causal sheath, known in Sanskrit as Vijnanamaya Kosha. Intuition, knowing, awareness, and understanding, these are products not of the intellect, but of the intuitive mind. A dedicated student who has applied himself seriously leaves college not with a know-it-all feeling, but with an awareness of the limits of the intellect and profound respect for the vast amount of knowledge that he has yet to discover or unfold. Conceit is a sure sign of insecurity. Humility denotes awareness. Thank you very much. Wonderful day.